Our first reading this morning came from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the very last book of the Bible, and it is composed of a number of visions that St. John the Evangelist had of heaven. And we hear one particular vision in today's first reading. St. John tells us that he sees the Ark of God's Covenant in his temple in heaven. The Ark of the Covenant is of pivotal importance in salvation history. Long before it became an Indiana Jones movie, it was the center of the life of ancient Israel. The Ark of the Covenant was built according to very strict instructions that God gave to Moses for its height and depth and breadth. Its decoration was decreed with great detail, what was to be on the ark, and then this mercy seat that was on the top of the ark was of utmost importance. The ark had a center in the national life of the Jewish people when they were wandering through the desert. The ark had its own tent, the tent of the dwelling. And it was right in the middle of the camp, and the whole nation was ringed around it. They would carry the ark into battle when they would go out against their enemies. The Ark of the Covenant was God's dwelling among his people. The Ark of the Covenant was God's house or home, however you want to say it, on earth. And it was of pivotal importance to the Jewish people. And finally, when Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem, the ark was enthroned in the Holy of Holies, in the sanctuary of the temple. And inside the ark was placed the tablets that were given to Moses. The law of God was inside that ark. And inside that ark was a jar of manna. The manna, if you remember, were the flakes that appeared on the ground in the morning with the dew while the people were in exile in the desert. And they would gather up these flakes and grind them into a flour to make bread from that flour, to literally feed them in their exile. So there was the law, the bread, the manna, and also Aaron's staff or rod. Aaron was Moses' brother, and he was the first high priest. And that rod, that staff, that priesthood was put inside the Ark of the Covenant. So we hear how St. John has this vision of the ark in heaven, in the temple in heaven. Now, the fathers of the church in their preaching and teaching often refer to Mary as the ark of God's new covenant with man, as a symbol or a fulfillment of that ark of old. Mary is the new ark of the covenant. And in the gospel reading today, we hear how this new ark of the covenant literally goes out. She goes out to visit her cousin Elizabeth. For 9 months, Mary contains within herself the dwelling of God with his people. The Word made flesh. Mary is a living, breathing tabernacle, a living, breathing ark. This time not made by man, by strict instructions, but rather formed by God himself, preserved from original sin, to become the perfect ark, the perfect dwelling place for God. It's very interesting that at the Annunciation, which immediately precedes the gospel that we heard this morning, St. Luke uses a very specific verb to describe the descent of the Holy Spirit down upon Mary at the Annunciation. And it's the same verb that's used in the Old Testament to describe the coming down of God's Spirit upon the Ark of the Covenant. Mary is the new Ark, God's dwelling with man. And inside of her womb, we find Jesus. Jesus who is the true law. Not one written on stone tablets by God, not the Ten Commandments, but rather the law carved on man's hearts. Within her is the flesh of Jesus that he will tell us is the bread of life. Not the manna of old, but truly the new bread, which will get us to everlasting life. And Jesus is our true high priest. Not the high priesthood of Aaron of old that came to an end, but rather a priesthood that continues. Christ who is priest and the victim who is offered. John's vision of heaven in the first reading continues. He tells us he sees a woman in the sky. She appears like a constellation of stars in the sky. She has the sun and the moon under her feet. We as Catholics have always seen this woman of Revelation as an image of the Blessed Mother. She has the sun and the moon under her feet, the whole universe, because she carried within herself the creator of the whole universe. She wears a crown of 12 stars. Her child is the king of all peoples and all the nations of the world. And we also hear about this huge dragon that has 7 heads and 12 horns, who's waiting to devour the child. And we can't help but think of the book of Genesis when we hear about this, of the serpent, the devil, who came to tempt Eve and through her Adam. And it reminds us of how God said in Genesis 3:15 that he would put enmity between God and the devil, between the woman and the offspring of the serpent, that the woman's offspring would crush the head of the serpent. And so Mary's son crushes the head of this dragon. The woman of the book of Revelation, chapter 12, is the Ark of the New Covenant. She's Mary, our Blessed Mother. She is in heaven right now at God's holy throne in heaven. Our human flesh is in heaven with God. St. Paul told us in the second reading today from his letter to the Corinthians that Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection and that we will all share in those fruits, those who believe and have faith in him. We believe that Mary shares in a very special way in those fruits, that she is the first sharer in the fruits of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. That because she was born without sin, because she is the perfect ark of God's new covenant, created by God himself, and she was never touched by original sin, we believe that she was taken body and soul into heaven so that her body, the Ark of the New Covenant, would never be touched by the corruption of the grave. That it was a privilege, a gift that God has given to her to take her body and soul into heaven, the very feast that we celebrate today. My friends, through Mary, we receive a participation in God's new covenant with humanity, the covenant that was sealed in the blood of Jesus. We receive the flesh of the Son of God, the flesh that he received from Mary. We receive it every time we receive Holy Communion. And we have a great high priest, one who has taken his seat at the right hand of heaven, the place that he called his mother to in glory, and the place that he calls each and every one of us to be, that we pray today through Mary that we might be brought to the glory of the resurrection.